AFL.
A bit of AFL kicking around. Michelle, looking forward to this weekend. Double header in Western Australia, which we don't ever have, of course, after the Ed Sheeran concert. The ground wasn't prepared quick enough, of course, for the footy. But concussion again in the media again today. I think that's about 12 days in a row it sort of led the charge.
Yeah.
Adam Kelly spoke, and head of football at Adelaide, about McAdam's shirt front and suspension for 3 weeks. That was referred straight to the tribunal. It seems as though they are going to appeal that punishment, and this is why.
The contact that was made with the Giants player's head was not significant or forceful. We'll maintain that. That's our position, and nothing that happened has changed our view on that.
Now, so I think they will appeal that. I've just got a little a poll I put up on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, radio ratings take about 100 people. I've got 700 here.
You got 700 here.
And the question was, to the eye, which looked worse, the Cozzy Pickett bump or the Shane McAdam bump, or very similar? Cozzy Pickett, 73% of the 700 said that Cozzy Pickett's looked worse, and he only got 2 weeks. McAdam went straight to the tribunal. So that's interesting. Fair bit to play out there. A lot kicking around Fremantle after their disappointing loss on the weekend. Of course, they can't lose this one. They can't lose to North at home. Longy, of course, disappointed with the performance of the team. Spoke about the mid-forward connection. That's, of course, coming from the midfield, kicking to the forward line.
Yep.
Toughest kick in the game, Michelle. Toughest kick in the game.
Did
when
you used to do that?
I was the best in the
world. Of
course you did. Yeah. No, I was hoping. when you're in your forward half, the hardest kick in the game by far is to find a forward. It's very, very hard. And you have this to say.
Our mid-forward connection and making the most of our entries. I think after half-time we had 40 entries for 2 goals, and that's not going to get it done. So, yeah, we need to tidy that up.
Move the ball quicker for a start. That might help. Griffin Logue up against his old side this weekend. Of course, Griffin Logue spent a long time at Fremantle. Top 10 draft pick, moved over to North Melbourne up against his former side this weekend. Do you think it will help North Melbourne, him knowing the game style? Longy.
I can definitely offer a little bit. You know, he's obviously at the club for my first 3 years of me being coach, so he knows the way we play and can give him a little bit of intel.
Yeah, a little bit of intel. Clarko's pretty good too, so they'll have that game styled down. Pat, I was actually texting Liam Shields this morning. He'll come over for North Melbourne this weekend. Of course, that's my mate who I had no idea was playing for North
that's
Melbourne.
That's right. I remember when you discovered. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. When did that happen? Anyway, moving along. Baseball. Now, baseball, you know I love my baseball.
I'm getting into it too.
No, I don't like it at all.
Only on TikTok.
Yeah, oh, you like it. Yeah, snippets, I can't see it. That's my issue.
I can't see
the ball or anything. Yeah. So anyway, the World Baseball Classic is on at the moment. Now, I often like to watch my TV and movies in Japanese.
Yeah.
That's sort of
it's easier.
Just to challenge yourself.
Well, just to sort of keep me fresh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was watching Japan v. Mexico. Came down to this. Japan, 6-5. That's a big one. That's a big, big one. We win. Japan through to play United States. We've done it. Say it louder. Say it louder. So there you go. That's just that there. Moving along. Basketball. Just a little bit kicking around basketball. I did mention about an hour or so ago, Australia's number one basketball, Jock Landale, is being sued by Sam Newman's son over an incident back 10 years ago at Geelong Grammar.
What?
In the boarding house there at Geelong Grammar. I think something like 90% of students at Geelong Grammar are boarders. It's one of those schools where majority are boarders. A little bit kicking around there. That's an exclusive on the Herald Sun over in Melbourne at the moment. They're the number one basketballer in Australia at the moment, plays for Phoenix Suns.
Jeez.
Is in a legal battle with Sam Newman's son. There you go.
Good work, X.
Now, text in or ring in if you want me to do the rest of the show in Japanese.
Yeah, please. Please
it'll
do.
Be a stretch, but I've sort of got a few things.
Couple words.
Here you are.
My name's Michiru. That's where it is.
Michiru. Yeah. Orenji. This Saturday is an East versus West Nitro Drag Racing showdown at Perth Motorplex. Get down to the Motorplex this weekend. It's going to be huge. Across the news this morning, the incident on the Jetstar flight. I'm going to break that down and ask you a question about it right after this.
We're not breaking down too much. We're just going straight to the point.
Straight to it. We'll do that right after this. 92.9 Triple M.